Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we've got to talk a little bit about a week upcoming. There's a little event taking place next week that, according to the advanced polls, a lot of people are interested in.
Yeah, amazing how many people have already made their decision. The volume, mm-hmm. the conversations that are already happening about the advanced polls. We haven't even had the election.
Exactly.
Normally you get the buzz about the election, but you're getting a lot about these advanced polls, which is very interesting. A
lot of interest. I mean, there's a ton of topics, environment, character, taxes, economy, the whole bunch of stuff. We're going to try to do justice in 10 minutes on some of these key elements before the official election date. David Terrace is a professor of communication studies and the holder of the Ralph Klein Chair in Media Studies at MRU. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, David.
Okay, my friend. Try to make sense of this for us. Let's talk a little bit about, and listen, no disrespect, I suppose, to the parties that we're not going to talk about, but it seems to be, according to the polls, kind of a two-horse race right now. And people, you know, many people have voted, as we've said, but there's still some that are trying to make up their minds. Maybe you can help us understand a little bit about the big picture differences between the two parties that are leading in the polls.
Yeah, so I think you've just made an important point, just the way you introduced the topic that we'll deal with the NDP and we'll deal with the UCP. You know, the reality is that there's no more middle in Alberta politics, that basically the Liberals and the Alberta Party are going to do very poorly, that the middle has collapsed. And, you know, that's a whole topic in and of itself,
right.
but I think that's it's important to acknowledge that, you know, the election will be about these two political parties and that the political center has dissolved in Alberta.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. And it seems to be a very, I mean, you're a professor in media studies. I'm fascinated to watch the media, the different kinds of messaging that are coming from the various parties. It seems to be a divisive race this time. Maybe you can comment a little bit about sort of some of the key differences between UCP and NDP. Keeping in mind that, of course, our audience tends to be an older audience transitioning to living in retirement, what do we need to be really conscious of here?
Well, I mean, first of all, in terms of your audience, what we're getting from polls is that voters over 55 tend to be big supporters of the UCP. And will come out to vote in greater numbers than younger Albertans. So that demographic is really important. In fact, is extremely decisive in terms of the election. But, you know, the whole thing is that the background music here has been anxiety and despair and anger over the economy.
Yeah.
And Kenny's messaging has been relentless, and it's every day, and it's all about jobs and pipelines and taxes and Ottawa. And I think his winning hand here, if he wins, who knows, but the polls show that he will win, is linking Notley to Trudeau and linking Notley to a failing economy. He has made her wear the economy. So I think he's, you know, this is what people are interested in. This is how they're going to vote, based on jobs, on food on the table, on economic hope. And that's been his campaign. And he's been relentless, and it's unmistakable what his strategy is. My sense is that the New Democrats have made a strategic error. You know, I would say if Notley loses the election, this is her fatal error. And her error is ceding that ground to Kenny. Mm-hmm. You know, leaving those arguments to him. If I had been managing her campaign, I'd say you have to run on the economy. You have to defend the investments that you've made. You have to talk about, you know, the low debt to GDP that we have in Alberta, about diversifying the economy, about your support for the oil patch, all of that. And I think she should have run on that, and she does mention things like that, but she hasn't run on it the way Kenny has run on it. And again, for in this time of economic despair and worry, you have to address those issues, and you can't leave it to your opponent to command that high ground.
So, David, you mentioned earlier that the 55 plus is generally UCP, or pretty much are going to vote for UCP. So are we saying that there is a difference in mindset between two different age categories? And if so, why is that? Like, why are we not seeing younger individuals being more pro-UCP versus NDP, if that's what your research shows?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know why, because, you know, you can argue that the cuts that Kenny intends to make to health care will be very, you know, that people over 55 will bear the brunt of that, and it will not be pretty. But just generally in terms of the political map, basically, the NDP is playing a hockey game where it controls only where it can tend in only two parts of the ice, and rural Alberta, you know, it doesn't seem to be a place that they will do well. They may get shut out there in terms of seats. So older voters, rural Alberta, and I would say the suburbs, both in Calgary and in Edmonton, are likely, those are the hot places for the UCP. Mm-hmm. That's where they win. If they're going to win this election, that's where they're going to win this election.
Okay, David, let's go down this path a little bit. If we accept that this is really about the economy, then let's talk about how the economy, in your impression, how the economy fares under both parties.
Well, we don't know how it will fare under the UCP. But I will say this, that, you know, if the UCP wins, and they win based on the economy and their promises, and I think that Kenny is creating an incredible expectation that, you know, for those worried about the economy, vote for me. I'll make things better. Right. My tax cuts will make things better. The way I deal with the deficit will make things better. I'll get you a pipeline. And so he hoists up, you know, this huge mountain of public expectations. And the question is, if he doesn't deliver in a relatively short period of time, you know, all that whole edifice, that whole mountain, that whole castle can come crashing down. And so he's building up expectations, and it's a danger, you know, it's a dangerous game if he doesn't follow through on it. For the New Democrats, I think what the premier has laid out in terms of, you know, any party that gets in, we're getting budget cuts. Like, there's no question about that. But her, what she's talking about in terms of daycare policy, for instance, of diversifying the economy, and particularly diversifying the oil and gas economy, and the infrastructure promises in terms of, you know, the Green Line and the Cancer Hospital and expanding the Red Deer Hospital and expanding the Peter Lougheed Hospital. You know, that's a message that you would think would resonate with older voters, because there is so much, you know, emphasis on infrastructure and hospitals. But we'll see. You know, people see her record. I think, again, what Kenny has been able to do is saying there's a faltering economy, and linking that faltering economy to her. And I think she has, you know, again, ceded that ground to him, and I think it's absolutely a fundamental mistake in her strategy.
David, I want to thank you for your time today. I guess we're going to find out in a very short period whether or not that analysis is true and whether the polls are giving us the right indications. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
We've been joined by David Terrace, professor of communication studies and holder of the Ralph Klein Chair in Media Studies at MRU. My friend, this is going to be a really interesting, conclusion. We'll see, I guess, next week what the direction is going to be. But you know what? Parties come and go. Politics change. And the one thing that remains constant for our client base or people that are approaching retirement is you got to get through it all.
Yeah, and it's going to be a battle. And so it's going to be a tough go no matter which government is. So I'd like to talk about after the election.
Yeah.
We have our seminar the week after. So that's on Tuesday, April 23rd at 8:30 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn in the south end of the city. We're going to have an Alberta tilt to this. We're going to talk about with the new party that comes on board, what are they going to help in regards to retirement and how does it all fit together? So you need to reserve your seats for Tuesday, April 23rd, 8:30 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to give us a call to reserve, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
What happens if you can't support the lifestyle you want in retirement? On the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the process of working through that challenge. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.